This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, we really thank all of you guys listening out there. I got to give a shout out to some of our listeners at 1380 The Pulse. Really, really appreciate you guys listening. All of our listeners out there, KDWN. Don't want to list all the affiliates because I don't want to, you know, tie up time. But you guys have to know that we really, really do appreciate that you guys are out there. We know you're out there, and we appreciate it. A hammer is a weapon now. A hammer. You guys heard about this. We have some breaking news out of Paris. Apparently, a man attacks a police officer near Notre Dame in Paris. Have you ever been to Notre Dame Cathedral? I haven't been. I've never been to Europe. Would like to one day go. And this Notre Dame is exquisite. The Cathedrale Notre Dame de Paris. See, I could speak some French. Some Paris French. I could speak some French. And unfortunately, a man decided to go after a police officer. And police in Paris shot and injured a man who attacked an officer with a hammer. Yep, now they're using hammers as weapons. Now, I don't know if it's been ruled that this was a terrorist or Islamic-fueled attack, but they say the attacker pulled a hammer from his backpack and attacked a police officer on duty outside the cathedral. They say a video posted on social media from the scene shows what appears to be the attacker laying motionless on the ground next to an officer outside the cathedral. Now, you see a bunch of people in the air, and you see them all sitting down in chairs within the cathedral. So those who were visiting the cathedral had to kind of, you know, sit down and hunker down and wait until, I guess, they were given the all clear to leave. The attacker was wounded, taken to the hospital, and police say the situation is under control. A hammer. He went after a police officer with a hammer. See, I think drugs. Whenever I hear of some stupid idiot, there's some woman that I guess, there's some video going online where some woman went absolutely crazy at a McDonald's because I believe she wanted her chicken nuggets and they weren't coming quick enough, so she just hopped the counter and started attacking the McDonald's servers. I don't get that. I just think drugs at that point. All right. Yeah, you have a lot of crazies out there, but just a hammer. Well, thank God that's all he had. They say the incident did cause panic among the visitors in the area. France is still in a state of emergency following the Paris attacks in November 2015, in which 130 people were killed. There has been strong police presence. And from what I understand, most of those police are armed, as opposed to some of the police in London who aren't. And they carry the sticks. Notre Dame Cathedral is one of the most popular tourist attractions in Paris. And you basically stand in line for a long time to enter the building. Again, I've never been. I don't know, but it looks so pretty. Hundreds of people were held up inside the cathedral. And as you see, photos of social media are going to be all over the place. You know, one of my friends currently was in London a couple days ago, just landed in Paris today. And he has to keep on, you know, on Facebook going, you know, I'm safe. I'm safe. Apparently there's a Facebook button saying I'm safe in London. I'm safe in Paris. So whenever, God forbid, anything, you know, goes on, people are able to on social media tell everybody they're safe. I'm not sure what other city he's going to next, but I hope there's not another attack. You know, SWAT teams were there. They cleared the area immediately. They blocked it off. Some people were able to run outside the boundary that was put up, the perimeter. But, you know, we don't know much about the person who, attack the police officer. I'm sure we're going to find more out because he did survive the shooting and will be obviously interrogated and questioned. But this is what I've been saying on the show for a while. If somebody wants to attack, if somebody wants to kill, they're going to do it. They're going to grab a van. They're going to grab a truck. Right? If they can't get their hands on a gun, they're going to get their hands on a knife. And this person decided to go into his tool drawer and get a hammer. I miss our tool drawer. I remember my father, my father fixed appliances, so we had a tool drawer. And that tool drawer, I liked it. For a girl, it was very odd. Because I remember my dad had a variety of little screwdrivers. You had the Phillips head, okay, and then you had the flat. And, you know, he would, you know, ask me for the screwdriver, and I gave him the correct one. He's like, good girl. And I said, hey, my daddy loves me. And I remember he had a little tiny, itty-bitty, little baby screwdriver Phillips head. And that was my favorite because it was like a little baby screwdriver. But I got to tell you, those, those are pretty good weapons. I think I remember my mom throwing a hammer at my dad once. See, I got so mad at Corey. I love my husband. I got so mad at him one day that I wanted to throw something at him. And all I had near me was one of those wristbands that you wear for a cause. You know, like, Leukemia Lymphoma Society. I got to make one for blood donation. AIDS awareness. And so I had one of those. And I was so mad at him that I chucked it. Now, to want to chuck something, yeah, I know he could get me mad. Oh, my husband could get me mad. But I didn't throw a hammer at him. I threw a wristband for some charitable awareness. It didn't touch him, and he laughed. Ooh. Oh, when somebody laughs at you, that really gets you mad. So you laugh, you know, because you want to show apathy. You want to show that you don't care, you know, that you don't know. But, ooh, he laughed. I didn't have anything else to throw at him. I wanted to take off a shoe and throw a shoe. People like to throw things. They do. I think throwing things, you know, that's why I really recommend this is what we need to do. Because I think a lot of us, you know, maybe have issues where we want to throw something, okay, and we can't. And I would suggest start picking up racquetball. Racquetball is a great sport where you get to sit there, you get to take a ball, and you get to just slam it against the wall. And that's a study I'd like to see. If any of you guys are scientists out there, will somebody do a study on people who play racquetball and violent tendencies? And I wonder if people who play racquetball are less likely to be bad guys or girls. Or to have anger issues, because you get to take that ball and you get to whop that sucker. Now, keep in mind, the ball will come back. And the ball will hit you in certain areas. I mean, even I wear a pelvic protector. Because, again, the ball, it's some pretty big speed. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Puerto Rico is saying that the Zika virus epidemic is over. The Zika virus epidemic has been plaguing Puerto Rico for over a year, and they have announced that it's over. I always get nervous when anybody says that an epidemic is over. You know, they did that with Ebola, and then they go, oops, sorry, our bad. No, nope, still going on. And then they go, nope, the Ebola epidemic is over. Nope, we still have some more cases. But I understand why Puerto Rico is doing this for Zika, because we're coming into the summer. This is peak mosquito season. And I don't, if they have less cases than they had, you know, the previous year, they need to make some sort of an announcement. They say in August, at the peak of the epidemic in the U.S. territory, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services declared a public health emergency when the number of cases there surpassed 10,000, including more than 1,000 pregnant women. But there have only been 10 new cases reported since the end of April, according to the Puerto Rico Department of Health. As you know, Zika is a mosquito-borne disease could be sexually transmitted. So, people unfortunately could be getting Zika down in Puerto Rico by being bit by a mosquito or having sex with somebody who was bit by a mosquito. It's obviously of greatest concern to pregnant women at this time because of the devastating consequences it could have on a fetus, including microcephaly, inability for the skull to develop properly, then the brain can't develop properly, the whole neurological system can't, or nervous system can't develop properly, and unfortunately these babies have major issues in terms of feeding, in terms of talking, in terms of developing. Now, Zika also could unfortunately cause issues for people who aren't pregnant. We talked about Guillain-Barré, where the nervous system gets attacked by the immune system because the immune system doesn't know what's going on in the body because the Zika virus stimulates that. And so, unfortunately, Guillain-Barré could be scary, could actually kill. So, they've only had 10 new cases reported since the end of April. Now, here's my question is, well, what do we do when August comes around? They say as of May 20th, the most recent data available, the Puerto Rico Department of Health reported 40,330 confirmed cases of the Zika virus since the outbreak began last year. 422 of those had been hospitalized and 5 people died in Puerto Rico from Zika. And there were 52 cases of Guillain-Barré, causes the paralysis that's incited by that's caused by the immune system incited by the virus. The Puerto Rico Department of Health has reported only 38 cases of Zika-related birth defects. So they say the epidemic is officially over. They're still going to be very, very wise and savvy when it comes to mosquito control. They're still going to be screening. They're still going to be monitoring pregnant women. And I would suggest to do so because we're coming into the wet, hot months. Now, keep in mind, Puerto Rico, you know, even in the wintertime, is not mosquito free. So they're, you know, for them to say this, it is a little reassuring. The CDC echoed the need for continued vigilance. It's recommendation that pregnant women and women trying to become pregnant not travel to areas with Zika, including Puerto Rico. So already a travel advisory is in effect. And so the Health and Human Services Public Health Emergency Declaration is still in effect, despite Puerto Rico saying the epidemic is over, and that may expire at the end of July, which, again, confuses me because we kind of need August, you know, to be able to figure out what we're doing here. But I understand there's a lot of economics in play. There's a lot of politics in play. And so they don't want people thinking that their country is, unfortunately, epicenter for disease when it's not. So I get that. But we also understand that the U.S. is not having active ample amounts of money to fight Zika. So, you know, when it's an epidemic and when it's a big crisis, we could pull funds. When it's not, we're able to shunt funds away. So we'll see what happens there. But I would say just please, please use caution. Another thing it looks like we need to use caution with is bicycling. They say bicycling is becoming more and more popular, that medical costs are rising. And I don't know about you, but I see people on bicycles now all the time. And I don't like it. I hate to say that, and I don't want to sound childish and selfish, but they slow me down when I'm in my car. And it's not just one bicyclist. There's hundreds of bicyclists. So you're like, all right, let me wait for this guy to pass. And I'm trying to make a right turn. And all of a sudden I look behind me and there's all these bicyclists. There's all these people on a bike. Like, well, how long do I have to wait? And then you wait and then you wait. And they don't even look like they're having fun. I never see anybody smile when they're on a bike. You know, people smile when they play racquetball. People smile when they drive. Yeah, people smile when they do. Yeah, but I don't see people even. They don't even look. So they're not smiling. I'm not smiling because I can't turn my car. All right, but they say apparently the risk of being seriously hurt is rising. UC San Francisco researchers say such incidences have risen steadily for adults since the late 1900s, with more visits to the ER and hospital and more of the accompanying costs for medical care. Between 1997 and 2013, there were 3.8 million non-fatal bicycle injuries. 3.8 million and nearly 10,000 deaths. Unfortunately, a friend of ours had died last month in a bike accident. He was an avid biker, an avid athlete, and unfortunately got hit by a bus. They say the outlay for all associated medical costs until the end of the study hit $237 billion. That is twice that of costs linked to all other occupational illnesses during the same time. They say the cost of bike accidents hovered close to $24.5 billion. That's a 137% spike. So why is that? People have had bikes for years. People have been riding bikes. I remember my 10-speed in the 80s. I didn't like the 10-speed. I didn't like it. First of all, you guys, you know, I'm kind of a big-boned girl, okay? Not the most petite. And the bicycle seat maybe covers one-fifth of my whole pelvic girdle butt, shall we say, right? And so, you know, so it feels like it's jabbing me into the coccyx. And the coccyx is kind of our rudimentary tail that we don't really see anymore. Humans have a tail. It's the coccyx. It's just kind of curled under because we didn't really need it. And people probably in the caveman days pulled each other's tail. They're like, quit pulling my tail. And so the tail finally went away in a way. It didn't go away, you know, completely. But it started to become vestigial, we call it. Yeah, see, I know some big medical words. See? Yeah, I know some medical words I'm supposed to, I guess. It's part of my job duties. Know your medical terminology. So you sit on a bike. It's uncomfortable. I can't sit like that. And then you have to lean over the bars. Now, many of you also realize that I'm a little larger breasted than the average bicyclist. For a guy, it's easy. But if I lean forward, my breasts kind of get caught in the bicycle chain. It's really not comfortable at all. So then, now you're trying to lean forward. It just doesn't work for me ergonomically at all. And then the wheels are so tiny. The wheels are so narrow. I like the old dirt bikes. We have a big, huge wheel, and you could sit on the bike, and you could pretty much balance. Not with the 10-speed. Those suckers fall. And every time I've had a bike, I've almost fallen into traffic. I believe my brother had an accident with a bike, almost fell into traffic. It's just dangerous stuff. They say men seem to have the most trouble behind the handlebars, racking up 75% of the cost. But I also think more men ride than women. You know, I think women are like, okay, this bicycle seat is not very comfortable. This is ridiculous. For some reason, men are more comfortable with it. They say riders over 45 are having more issues. And let me see. Scientists think the older set is seeing increasing injuries. See, a lot of older people are like, you know what? I like bicycling. It's easier on my knees. For me, no. I have some major knee issues. For me, I can't bike. For me, swimming is easier. Walking is easier. Even running is easier on my knees than bicycling. For some reason, the bike does not work with my knees. Probably, you know, depends on where my little meniscal tears are. But for other people, they like it, and it helps them with their knees. And to be honest, it is great exercise. You have to tuck in your stomach. You have to balance, so you're working on your core. You're using your arm muscles, your leg muscles, your butt muscles. And your coccyx is probably doing something because it's trying to figure out how to get away from that very hard seat that's poking up into it. So it's a good exercise. It's a good activity, and I do. I see a lot more older individuals bike, and they have great physiques. You really look like you're in good shape. You got a flatter stomach. You got a flatter butt. So it's a good sport. It just, unfortunately, people fall off their bike. That's just what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is a serial cat killer. Somebody in France has fatally poisoned more than 200 cats in a month. What's going on there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So more than 200 cats have been poisoned to death in Saint-Pierre-de-Mer, France. Did I pronounce that right? I'm really trying to work on my French. Yeah, there's a serial cat killer. And it's been targeting animals in Saint-Pierre-de-Mer, 55 miles southwest of Montpellier in southern France. I gotta work on my French. Birds and rodents have also been found dead. And there are fears that children could be in danger because there is some mysterious substance. Animal charities have informed police among fears that somebody is deliberately trying to kill cats in the area. I'm heartbroken. I mean, I have four cats plus a dog. I love animals. I love pets. And I'd probably adopt more. I know I make fun of my cats, especially, you know, Shakeaboo. Shakeaboo's the one that took the dump in the grand piano and peed up the grand piano also. And so we have a multiple thousand dollar beautiful piece of instrument that I don't know what to do because he destroyed going whiz and poop on it. And so I know I have some, you know, major issues with my animals and my cats, but I love them, and I don't want to see their brethren die. According to a Le Depeche newspaper, the Society for the Protection of Animals has been inundated with calls from concerned pet owners. Charities have also called for autopsies to be carried out to determine what poison is being used. Villagers have been left on edge over the killings. One resident, named only as Genevieve, told French Daily Quest France that the atmosphere has become hateful and nobody trusts anybody. So now they're worried that some kid could be ingesting the poison. Now, I don't know what they're using to kill cats, and I don't think I would announce it on air, because I think there's some real sickos out there that want to kill cats. I think the underlying theme over the last few weeks with news is you have sickos out there, and you have people that want to kill, and you have people that probably go, oh, wow, look, that one's dead. Maybe they have a little, you know, pool going. Maybe it's just one person, you know, who's, you know, making little marks on his wall and little tallies of how many things and people and animals he could kill. But we have real sick people out there. And if your spidey sense goes off, I'm going to say you're probably right. I think I'm at the point where I'm now going to assume that somebody has a major screw loose until proven otherwise. That's just frustrating. But anyway, serial cat killer, if you know who this is in France, for any of my French listeners, merci, by the way, please let us know, all right, because we want to make this guy go au revoir. See, I am so working on my French. The Supreme Court is going to decide next term whether law enforcement authorities need a warrant to track suspects through their cell phone records. They say the decision to accept the case involving cell phone tower records comes after lower courts have said that decades-old privacy rulings by the Supreme Court may need to be updated to account for society's reliance on rapidly changing technology. So let me just tell you really quick what's going on with the Supreme Court here. This case involves a convicted robber named Timothy Carpenter. Now, he was found guilty, partly on the basis of months of cell phone location records that had been turned over without a warrant. So, unfortunately, some of that evidence could be thrown out. Because cell phone location records can reveal countless private details of our lives, police should only be able to access them by getting a warrant based on probable cause. That's according to Nathan Fried Wessler, an American Civil Liberties Union lawyer representing Carpenter. The time has come for the Supreme Court to make clear that the longstanding protections of the Fourth Amendment apply with undiminished force to these kinds of sensitive digital records, unquote. Apparently, investigating a string of armed robberies in the Midwest between 2010 and 2011, a prosecutor sought access to more than 5 months of cell phone location records for Carpenter, according to his lawyers. Law enforcement officials did not seek warrants based on probable cause, but asked for records under the Stored Communications Act. The Stored Communications Act, I guess, has a lower standard, according to the Washington Post. And according to Carpenter's lawyers, such a request could be granted when the government has, quote, reasonable grounds to believe that records sought are relevant and material to an ongoing criminal investigation. So Carpenter was convicted of 6 robberies after the cell phone tower record showed that he was in the vicinity at the time of the crimes. Now, the information did not reveal the content of his conversations. Do you get that? So the cell phone record showed where he was. And at the time of the crimes, if he used his cell phone, blows my mind how, you know, criminals will be on their phone. They may Facebook. Maybe they're GPSing. I don't know. But criminals will be on their phone while they're on their crime, while they're doing the crime. It blows my mind. On appeal, a divided 3-judge panel of the Sixth Circuit said no warrants were needed for the records because Carpenter had no reasonable expectation of privacy in cell phone location records held by his service provider. Now, there's a ruling back in the 1970s by the Supreme Court that ruled that a robbery suspect could not shield the numbers he dialed from his phone because he had turned the information over to a third party, namely the phone company. So back in the 70s, they were obviously able to, on record, figure out who you called and when. But the Supreme Court of recent years has expressed more concern about how technology affects privacy. The court ruled in favor of a convicted drug dealer whose movements were tracked via GPS. And it said in a separate case that police need a warrant to search the cell phone of an arrested person. Now, according to Chief Justice John Roberts, Jr., he wrote that cell phones hold for many Americans the privacies of life. The fact that technology now allows an individual to carry such information in his hand does not make the information any less worthy for the protection for which the founders fought. So I want to ask you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where should this case go? It's going to be, case will start in October. It's called Carpenter versus the U.S. But where should this go? I mean, what privacy should we be offered? But how do we address criminals? And this, you know, most of us want our cell phone calls, our texts, our GPS, our locations kept quiet. We don't want the government. We don't want anybody having access. We know people have access, right? But we just want to hold on to any shred of privacy that we have. However, what happens with the bad guys? Like with the San Bernardino shooters, right? You know, Apple had information on them. We had terrorists that attacked Americans. Apple had information on them. How do we get the information? And so this is not going to be a very, very easy discussion or a debate. It'll be interesting to see where the Supreme Court goes with this. Now, somebody could argue, okay, well, if you're a bad guy, no privacy. If you're a good guy, privacy. I like that. I'll go for that. Bad guy or bad girl, no privacy. Good guy, good girl, yes, privacy. The problem is you're not guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. So if somebody suspects something, and we understand the San Bernardino shooters, they shot, you know, so they, you know, that was kind of unfortunately a done deal. So, no, you knew they were bad guys and bad girls, you know, but when you are suspecting a terrorist attack or somebody who could be a terrorist, and you want to look into their records and you want to look into what they've been doing and who they've been calling, etc., you know, now with the state that we're living in where things are so scary, I would say, yeah, search. If they're talking to Al-Qaeda or ISIS, the brainwashers who are trying to convince them to go and blow up a marathon or, you know, to shoot or take a hammer to a cop's head, yeah, I want to know what's going on. Go after them. Listen in. But I don't want them listening on my things. I don't want them to listen in on my, you know, I yell at my husband a lot. I nag. I know you guys think I'm, like, really cool. I'm a cool wife. But, you know, between you and me and the lamppost, no. I nag him. I am the biggest pain in the butt. You should hear me talk to my kids. But I don't want anybody else to know that. I don't mind you guys knowing it because we're family. You know, we're good. We're family. But I don't want the world knowing it. So I don't know what the fine line is. The problem is we're in wartime, so to speak. And, you know, we are under constant assault, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in, you know, on our land. We're under constant attack. And maybe what we have to do is we as Americans have to go, all right, you want to know what? For the next time being, go through my stuff. I don't care. I'm not going to be putting anything sensitive. You really shouldn't be doing sensitive type stuff on your phones anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mitch from Las Vegas writes, Doc, don't judge me, but I'm in love with the girl who works at the pharmacy. I pick up my meds from. All right. So somebody's in love with the girl that works at the pharmacy. She's cute and fun. She's not the pharmacist, though. Now, this is where it gets interesting. He goes, here's the story. I take acyclovir for herpes outbreaks. She handed me my prescription last week, not the pharmacist, and gave me a look like she's not interested. Does all of Walgreens know my business? So he goes on about how a non-pharmacist gives the prescription. Where's the privacy? And you know where this is going. And acyclovir is a well-known antiviral medication. We use acyclovir for shingles. We use it for herpes type 1, herpes type 2. It's a very good antiviral medication. We even use it for chickenpox, which makes sense because shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. So, you know, my first, you know, statement to you is, you know, just because you're taking acyclovir doesn't necessarily mean you have herpes. However, if you take it on a regular basis for herpes suppression, yes, somebody in a pharmacy could figure that out. And the reason why I bring this up, this was an email I received over 2 weeks ago, because we're talking about patient privacy, we're talking about people privacy with the Supreme Court looking at the cell phone, not so much cell phone tower or records in terms of what you say, but, you know, is a warrant necessary for lawyers to be able to obtain a warrant to find out where your location was with your cell phone. And, you know, we don't have privacy anymore. And this was very, very interesting because we've never talked about privacy at the pharmacy. All right? Let's say you take a medication and the pharmacy knows about it. And, you know, pharmacists, they also have ethical, you know, boundaries when it comes to privacy and HIPAA, et cetera. But you're right. The prescription is written on the bag. When you take your bag and you pick up your prescription, it's there. My birth control is on there, hemorrhoid cream, you know, so people know if I'm having hemorrhoid issues. It says Dahlia Wax and Anusol Suppository, 1 PR-BID, and PR is per rectum, BID. And so if I'm trying to stay incognito, and I don't want the paparazzi in Las Vegas knowing that I have to use, you know, suppositories for my hemorrhoid issues, there's not a lot of privacy. Because the pharmacist is there, the tech is there. The tech, I don't think, deals with the narcotics. I'm not really sure. If any of you are pharmacists or pharmacy techs, let us know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, you know, there are people working at the pharmacy, but just like staff in a doctor's office, though, in a medical office, you know, a nurse will call in your prescription. And nurses have the same ethical guidelines and rules and regulations that we all do. So if they're calling in a prescription for you, whether you're on an HIV medication or a herpes medication or a birth control or Viagra, they're not supposed to talk to others about it. And they don't. I see, everybody thinks that we talk about each other. You know, we don't. I don't think I've ever heard a nurse go, oh my gosh, he takes Viagra. Well, a lot of people take Viagra. It's like no big deal. You know, when you're in the medical realm, things just aren't as big a deal. Okay? Yeah, you know, people have poops. People have gas. People have irritable bowel. So that's the point when I go to my doctor, I'm like, man, my irritable bowel's acting up. And you know, do you really want to keep me in the waiting room? Because when it acts up, you don't want me in the waiting room. So I'm like, no, we'll get you back in, Dahlia. Trust me, we don't have any windows in our waiting room. So, I mean, is that the point now where I just don't expect to have a certain level of privacy. And it stinks. It really does. We talked about labs. You get a lab test done. If your insurance is under your name, then that lab test will be under your name. And some stars are able to change the name and use an alias for their lab tests. I mean, you can't just pay cash and say you're, you know, Robert Redford. You can't do that. You have to show ID, right? Because they can't have another name in the system. But there are ways where you could use an alias. And I'm not exactly sure how that happens, but if somebody, let's say, is being treated, you know, like Charlie Sheen has been very open about his HIV treatment, but maybe until then, so nobody would know or talk about it, he might have used a alias. Now, if it was in the lab under Charlie Sheen or whatever his real name is, which I believe it is, you know, lab people are not supposed to talk. Hey, but, you know, can they know? They can't. There's hundreds of people involved with your records. Look at insurance companies. That insurance claim gets, you know, handed to multiple people. So, you know, and yes, it's a code, but after a while, people know the codes. And so you don't, and the point I'm trying to make is there's not a lot of privacy that you have. Now, if going back to this, there's a couple different issues here. Let's go back to the relationship part of it. Mitch, you like somebody. You like somebody a lot. She's cute and she seems fun. So how do you know she's fun? Is it because you've talked to her before? Is it because you guys kind of joked around? So if she handed you a prescription and she gave you a look, you know, careful not to judge her yet. Okay, because that may not be a look that it's you. You know, she might have had gas. I can't tell you how many times I, you know, look at somebody odd and it has absolutely nothing to do with them. It's, you know, I feel a mass movement happening or something, you know, and so I have a funny look. So what I would do is, you know, look, you have nothing to lose. Ask her out. You got nothing to lose. Ask her out and see. And if she says no, that doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, mean it has to be your prescription. Now, then the other topic we've brought up many times on the show is how do you find somebody if you are actively dealing with herpes? Having herpes, herpes will stay with you for life. Yes, you could keep it in check. You could keep it quiesced by taking a cycle of your daily. But unfortunately, you could still spread. You could still shed the virus. So many people who don't want herpes are very nervous about being with somebody who does. And, you know, my answer to that is they should probably get an STD test because there's a chance that they could have been exposed already and not know. You know, the average person doesn't get checked. I've never had a blood test for HIV. I've had for HIV, but never for herpes. I don't know if I have it or not. Now, I know I don't have hepatitis and I know I don't have HIV because you get tested for that when you're pregnant. And I wasn't a very, you know, popular, active girl. I was kind of, believe it or not, reading my Bible in high school. So I was lower risk. But the point I'm saying is a lot of people, they just don't know. They could have it too. So if you fall for somebody, you know, before you guys decide to, you know, sleep with each other, and I know most people sleep with each other within 2 minutes of a date, but if you could maybe wait a few weeks, which it'd be really good if you could wait till you're married, okay, then that person's not going anywhere. Both of you guys get STD tests, and your STD test has to include HIV, it has to include hepatitis, it has to include syphilis, it should include gonorrhea and chlamydia, and also herpes. Now, herpes luckily rarely kills. I've never heard of anybody with genital herpes or oral mouth ulcer herpes that, Jonathan wants to know, should he lie and say it's for his cold sores? Never lie about the type of herpes that you have because you could be sued. So don't say, thank you, Jonathan. Don't say, I'm taking acyclovir, but it's only for my mouth or cold sore. You know, because if you do actually have genital herpes and you give it to somebody, they could sue, which is why people, please be careful who you sleep with. Really know the person and, you know, get an STD test. And the reason why I say get an STD test is I've had many patients who were couples where they both ended up being positive for HSV2 or genital herpes. And who cares? They were together. They were with each other. It didn't hurt each other. You know, if anybody did have an outbreak, then they, you know, took the medication because the outbreaks, you know, could be uncomfortable. But they weren't going to give each other anything, they weren't going to give each other something new. So that's a tough one, but never lie. Okay? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.